1 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. The song that just played there was And They All Thought Canada by North of America off of their This Is Dance Floor Numerology album. And before that, Marius, starting off the hour, from Rocket's Red Glare off of their self-titled album. And it so happens that this first half hour of my show tonight is all Canadian music, all along the lines of, maybe not all math rock. North of America and Rocket's Red Glare fall along those lines pretty well, but Rocket's Red Glare traipse more into the noise rock category, and maybe North of America into just straight math, or maybe even into slight emo territory. And then it goes more along the lines of emo with Breakwater and Okara coming up. But that's not what I meant to talk about, but just a tangent that I fell into. It so happened that while I was looking for music to play for this show tonight, I think I must have been looking into one of the bands, probably the Newfound Interest in Connecticut or some other math rock band from Canada. And I happened across I guess it might count as a blog or whatever, a page on, I think it's a Russian Facebook alternative called VK.com. And this was a page dedicated to math rock. And to my surprise, they had luck, and to my luck as well, they had all sorts of albums posted that also included identifiers for the country from which they came. And it so happened that this random Russian math rock page had loads of Canadian bands scattered across it, listing not just the fact that they were math rock bands, but also other genres that they were a part of. And now that was pretty exciting for me, because I've always had a really hard time looking for that particular genre in the Canadian scenes that have existed. I guess I'm just very limited in my access to it. You know, you're just looking online and looking at what other people have said effectively on the bands that are out there. And I don't think Canada is super well known for its math rock scene, though maybe back in the day when North of America and Rocket's Red Glare were still playing, it was a bigger deal. But one really, really exciting thing about finding that page, which I'll find the name of right now, was on VK.com, and it is called Math Rock Beauty in Complex, and I guess this is probably translated from Russian or something like that. And they explore or have all sorts of different genres that tie in. I mean, noise rock, emo, indie, but all of it inflected in some way with math rock. But now, as I was saying, the really exciting thing about me finding this was that as I was picking through all of the Canadian entries on there, I happened across the band Don't You Mean People. So that is a native Thunder Bay band that I'm sure I've seen at least a few times in the past. And I guess trying to think of what counts as math rock in the local scene, I guess they and maybe Android 18 are the only math rock bands I can think of. Though maybe Starless is also one that has that sort of quality in some ways. But anyway, it was really cool to find in such an obscure corner of the internet. Maybe not obscure in Russian spheres, but anyway, to find a Canadian, but also Thunder Bay band talked about in that capacity. And that was really cool for me. It took me a second and a few minutes of checking to make sure that this was actually the band that I was thinking of, a band that I've seen play in, I don't know, I've probably seen them play at the Black Pirates pub. So it was pretty cool in that way. It's cool to see that a local band has recognition in that respect. But yeah, so anyway, I'm carrying on, moving slightly away from the math rock character and more into maybe post-hardcore screamo stuff, because this next song is from a band called Breakwater. I think came out of Victoria, BC. I don't think they're super well known, but anyway, they released a couple of albums, or maybe an EP and an album. Anyway, this one is a song called Seven off of their EP, I think, just called Five. We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense. Last song that played there was Repercussions by Okara off of their Months Like Years album, and before that, Seven by the band Breakwater off of what I previously thought was called their Five EP, but is in fact their Breakwater self-titled EP. So, made a little bit of a mistake earlier in the show. But anyway, both of those were Canadian screamo bands. And apparently that is a scene that is still going quite strong here in Canada, as was exposed to me by a friend of mine that is, I suppose, a part of it. I guess it must have been a couple of months ago that I had my friend Ryan Dupre on here from the band Burial Etiquette, and he toured me through all sorts of Canadian screamo music, which was pretty intense and pretty cool to find out that it was still a very current and alive thing up here in the Great White North. So yeah, that was really eye-opening for me and interesting, especially looking back on, I guess, since my show largely deals with a lot of older musical content, it kind of tied up a lot of the previous stuff that I had seen. I mean, Okara and Breakwater as prime examples, into the current scene as it exists now. And now I have to admit I haven't, just because I'm not really with the times on current music, I'm still quite a ways off from knowing what the current Canadian screamo scene is like, but it's obvious that there's a lot going on there. So, especially when we have our own bands, like there's Evangelion and Burial Etiquette that are both the up-and-coming emo and screamo in town here. So it's pretty cool in that way, especially to see it within a larger context, since I know guys in Burial Etiquette had gone on tour before and taken part in a emo festival that occurred down south, I think. I don't know all the details on it. I think it's called New Friends Fest. But anyway, it's interesting for me to learn about the connections in that way, or the broader scope or the greater context that exists for for music, in that it's not just music, but also art that's made within scenes and with real people, as it so happens. Anyway, the next half hour is going to take a bit of a different turn in terms of musical content, more going along the lines of typical emo.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you. chance now.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. And whether or not it's being picked up on the recording right now, I get to hear some nice little birds chirping outside of my window. Last song that played there was one called Oh Messy Life by Cap'n Jazz off of their Burritos album. Before that, a song called Parrot Flies by Algernon Cadwallader off of their self-titled album. And before that, a song called Fast Canoe by Polvo off of their Exploded Drawing album. And Fast Canoe happens to be, well, I don't know if it's one of my favorite songs. I think it kind of lost that place a while ago, but I remember when I first came across Polvo's album Exploded Drawing, listening to it a lot while at Lakehead, studying in the ATAC building, working on assignments way too late into the night. I was always incredibly impressed with the way that song opened up. I think that was really what made the song for me, was the kind of guitar noodling at the start. And it also made me realize that maybe this half hour, as I sort of introduced it previously, is not so much emo-inflected as it is math-rock-inflected. I guess just because Polvo doesn't so much fall along those lines. And another band that I'll play shortly, I guess, is also a little bit departed from that nomenclature. I mean, I was just reading something on some label's website that said that emo is more of a descriptor than it is a genre, and that it just means something that has emotional depth or emotional, I don't know. But anyway, I think when I look at emo, I see it more as Midwestern emo, especially as like a genre in itself. It's a thing that exists and has definable qualities music-wise, because all sorts of music has emotional depth. It just doesn't necessarily come out in the same ways. Anyways, I guess Cap'n Jazz is a really early example of Midwest emo. And I was kind of surprised to see that I hadn't played Oh Messy Life before on this show, since that used to be one of my favorite Cap'n Jazz tracks. Anyway, carrying on, playing another Midwest mathy emo song, a song called Do the Lovers Still Meet at Chiang Kai-shek Memorial by The Van Pelt. Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. Last song there was one called On My Back, Watching the Northern Lights Recede by the Newfound Interest in Connecticut off of their album Tell Me About the Long Dark Path Home. Before that, Never Felt Better by the Raymond Brake off of their album Piles of Dirty Winters. And before that, as I mentioned earlier, Do the Lovers Still Meet at Chiang Kai-shek Memorial by The Van Pelt off of their album Sultans of Sentiment. Cool thing that I came across in a biography, I guess on last.fm, of the Newfound Interest in Connecticut is that I knew they had a bonus track on their album, but I was unaware that it was placed at the very start of the album, which is similar to another album that I've listened to in the past, played on the show, one called El Caballo Rojo, or however you say it, by 2 Liter Dolby. I guess it's a CD trick where you can sneak it in at the start and press back right at the beginning. Anyway, that's it for the show. Thanks for listening.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
I've never seen anything so horrible and stupid in my life. I've never seen anything so bad. And then I see them trying to justify it.